heart will not help. Just pray to the Lord, reflect God's name Yahweh in your life.
John 15, verses 18 to 21, Jesus both warned us but also encouraged us. He said, "If the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. If you were of the world would love its own. Yes, because you are not of the world, that I chose you out of this world. Therefore, the world hates you." Remember the word that I said to you. A servant is not greater than his master. If they persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they kept my word, they will also keep yours. Thus said Jesus in John 15, who is always with us. John 16:33, Jesus encouraged us, "In this world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world." He continued in John 17, verses 13 to 18, "But now I have come to you," he prayed to the Lord God, his Father, "and these things I speak in the world, that they may have my joy fulfilled in themselves. I have given them your word, and the world has hated them, because they are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. I do not pray that you should take them out of the world, but that you should keep them from the evil one. They are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. Sanctify them by your truth. Your word is truth. As you sent me into the world, I also have sent them into the world." Pray to Jesus, our Lord. 2 Peter chapter 3. Peter tells us quite matter-of-factly, "Know this first, that scoffers will come in the last days, walking according to their own lust, and saying mockingly, 'Where is the promise of his coming?'" Through Hebrews 12, God encourages us, starting at verse 2. "Look unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and hath sat down at the right hand of the throne of God." Hebrews 12:3. "Consider him who endured such hostility from sinners against himself, lest you become weary and discouraged in your souls."
Second.